13 years after first saluting here at Melbourne Park, he's won a second Australian Open. And right now, statistically, he is the best. 21. We have been blessed. A hug for Craig Tiley. Wayne McEwen. He'll get on a chair. And his box will embrace him with a group hug. Carlos Moyer, his dad, his manager. Have a look at that. This is why we love live sport, when someone does not know how to give up. The will, the determination, the focus. His legacy will live on for a long, long time. It's an era that may never be matched, what we've seen the last two decades from three of the greatest. They have given us moments that we will talk about forever. This crowd is still giving a standing ovation. It might last for 10 minutes. The emotion coming out of Rafa now. Absolutely incredible. Incredible. Mark Woodford.
How he does it. Champions find a way. And what he has experienced over the last couple of years. What can you say? It just does take your breath away.
Well, it was simply epic. 5 hours, 24 minutes. Medvedev won the first set, 6-2. Rafa had given himself a really nice buffer. We thought he was going to win that second set. Medvedev stormed back to win the tiebreaker, 7-2. And then Rafa clicked into gear. It was a long third set, 64 minutes, but he got there 6-4. Almost identical. 62-minute fourth set, 6-4. And then a 72-minute fifth and deciding set, 7-5. Think back 2 weeks ago and all the drama around Novak Djokovic. And we said, once the tennis started on that Monday, and we could just talk about tennis, how good would it be to see Ash Barty salute on the women's side, to have an Australian champion for the first time in 44 years. And I think everyone's heart was with Rafael Nadal. He's found this one the toughest. 2009, been a finalist on four occasions. Lost some tough finals, Mark, here. And I think we wanted to certainly see him win all majors at least twice. It gives great vindication, and what a privilege to be here to witness it live.
Without a doubt. He's had some heartbreaking losses here at the Australian Open. He's had some memorable victories at Roland Garros. That's been his most healthiest, most rewarding Grand Slam, winning 13 of them. And now to win 21, the 21st, clinched here at the Australian Open. They might have started under a cloud, a bit of controversy, but we have ended the Australian Open with a record that is for the ages. Not just Ash Barty, as you said, but now for a player who can call themselves the greatest.
Yep. I cried last night in the game, now unbelievable on the text. Rafa is an honorary Aussie. That's it. What else we got here? In the twilight of closing, the most brutal of all four. It went down to the wire. Tomorrow will dawn. We salute you. Grand Slam tennis, 21. Did we really have any doubt? Well, game of ebbs and flows tonight. I mean, Medvedev is, he's a great competitor, and you thought certainly the position he was in the match that he would wear down another opponent, but yeah, Rafael Nadal, he's found something this last fortnight. He knew the window was really open with no Novak, who's dominated on this court. He's made Rafa look silly in the final going back a few years ago. This was the chance for Nadal to capitalise, but he has played brilliant tennis throughout. He's had his challenges. You don't win a Grand Slam without a bit of adversity on the way through, and incredible scenes. Gee, wouldn't you love to be in that player box? I mean, it's about Rafa, but it's about the team, isn't it, in tennis. They go along, they all play their part, you know, from a coaching strategically to just that support.
Yeah, each of the three that have been the greatest period of men's tennis, and they don't exist without a team that support them through these incredible moments.
Just standing by to take you to the presentation with Todd Woodbridge on stage. Rafael Nadal, the Australian Open champion for 2022, 13 years after his first triumph here in 2009, the winner now of 21 major titles. As he'll play the next Grand Slam at his home, Roland Garros. Let's go down to the presentation here on Rod Laver Arena.
Wamajika, welcome. What an incredible final. Absolutely remarkable. Would you please put your hands together for these two amazing athletes? Before we present the trophies, though, we need to congratulate a few people for staging this amazing event over the past 2 weeks. It takes enormous work. A big thank you to everybody at Tennis Australia, the support staff, our sponsors, but most importantly, the players, because what they delivered was extraordinary. Joining us here tonight for the presentation is the Chair of Tennis Australia, Jane Hrdlicka, the Tournament Director, Craig Tiley, Tournament Referee, Wayne McEwen, and Chair Umpire, John Blom. Also with us is the Chief Operating Officer for Kia, Mr. Damien Meredith. There is one more with us also. He is a champion. He's a four-time Grand Slam winner and two times here at the Australian Open, Jim Courier. I'd like now to invite Jane up to say a few words.
Well, what a night, what an unbelievable match. 5 hours of the most extraordinary tennis. It was anybody's match tonight. And Rafa, you come away with the trophy. Congratulations. Rafa, you gave us all a masterclass tonight in tenacity and grit, and it was impressive. Two sets down and winning your 21st Grand Slam and making history tonight. It's hard to believe that a few months ago you weren't sure you would even be here for the tournament, let alone be here on this court tonight. And you've shown us all the importance of hard work, never giving up on your dreams, and fighting to the absolute finish. You are a phenomenal role model. Every single person in the stands tonight was thinking through the history that you've brought to the game, the extraordinary number of achievements, and wondering whether or not you'd pull off your 21st Grand Slam title, and you did it. And Daniel, you've had the most extraordinary tournament. You have found yourself in tough spots on your way here. You've demonstrated you are never finished, and you were never finished tonight until that very last point. Congratulations on a great tournament. You were clearly determined to beat history in the making for the second time in a row, and that didn't happen tonight. But there's no doubt that we're going to see you back here and that you're on your way to making your own records in the tennis history books. Congratulations. And tonight's not only a history-making night. Obviously, last night we had a history-making night on Rod Laver Arena, and it's been 100 years of tennis in Australia. The Australian Championships are 100 years old. One of our greatest champions of all time is here tonight, Rod Laver. Thank you very much for joining us. The legends of our sport laid the foundation that our players tonight are stepping on, and it's so great to have you here, and it's so great to have so many legends here throughout the last 2 weeks. So thank you very much, and thank you to our sponsors. Without you, we wouldn't be here. Kia, our relationship goes from strength to strength, from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you very much. For the team here, we have 10,000 strong members of our Tennis Australia team and the broader Melbourne Olympic Park team. Every single one of you has a critical role. Every single one of you comes here every day to deliver one of the world's best sporting experiences, and you've done no less of that today. Thank you very much. And the fans, the roof of this stadium would have blown off if it had been closed tonight. You were unbelievable. Well done. Melbourne needs a sleep in tomorrow. And for those of you watching around the world, this was a spectacular day of tennis. And we are so thrilled to finish the Australian Open in the way that we have, and to encourage everybody to come to Melbourne Park next year and join in on one of the world's best sporting experiences. We'll see you in 2023.
I'd like now to invite our umpire from today's match, John Blom, to come up with and to receive a special gift. Jane, if you could present that. Congratulations, John. That was a tough gig and you did brilliantly. Well done, John. I'd like now to invite Damien Meredith from Kia up to say a few words.
Thanks very much, Todd. It's late and I'll be very, very quick. I want to thank the players. They were fantastic tonight. What a great match. To Tennis Australia, under a lot of difficulty, they put on a fantastic tournament. This is our 21st year as the major sponsor of the Australian Open. Thank you. It's the same number as how many Grand Slam Rafa has won. So there's some nice synergy there. And finally, Melbourne, you've done it tough, but you've come out and you've done a magnificent job. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Damien, and thank you, Kia, for all of the support. Well, it was an epic match, and unfortunately, there has to be a runner-up. He has entertained us with his unique style of tennis throughout this tournament. It's a pleasure, because I thought he put up a magnificent effort. Would you please welcome our finalist, Daniil Medvedev.
Yeah, tough to talk after 5 hours 30 and losing, but I want to congratulate Rafa because what he did today, I was amazed. Like especially, I mean, during the match, I tried just to play tennis, but after the match, I just, you know, asked him, like, are you tired? Because it was insane. I mean, I think the level was very high. You raised your level after two sets for the 21st Grand Slam. I mean, I thought you were going to get tied, and maybe you did just a little, but still won the match. So you're an amazing champion. I think you guys have a good rivalry still. It's not over yet, but congrats, and was unbelievable. And congrats to your team, of course. Then I want to thank two guys in my box. They were here all week, Oli and Gilles. Thanks for sharing this this tough moment with me. But, you know, we tried our best, and hopefully we can have more victories to come. Usually there's my wife in the box, but I think, yeah, probably the TV is broken right now. But, yeah, she's my biggest support, so I want to thank her also. And, of course, my team. My team, Jan, Eric, Carl, Paul, everybody. I think I will forget every time someone, but thanks a lot, guys, for being with me. My parents, my sisters, I love you all. I mean, if you're still watching, just want to thank you for your support, and I'm going to try to be better next time. I thank Tennis Australia and especially Craig. I think, you know, tennis, the tournament director, is a tough job, and I think this year was, I don't know, you will tell me if it was the toughest in your career, but I think you're an amazing tournament director, and I hope you stay for at least 15 years that I'm here, or maybe 10 years, and then, well, then I don't care. And last but not least, just wanted to thank my team again. Thank you, guys.
Great work, Danil. Well, just to think that a few months ago he had surgery and was unsure whether he would even be back out playing tennis, let alone be here on Rod Laver Arena competing in a major final. His resilience is extraordinary, and today he achieves something quite unique, a 21st Grand Slam singles title. Our champion for the 2022 Australian Open men's singles, Rafael Nadal.
Good evening, everyone. Well, good evening, no, good morning, at least. Well, first of all, I know it's a tough moment. Daniil, you are an amazing champion. I have been in this position a couple of times in this tournament, having chances to have the trophy with me. But I don't have any doubt that you have this trophy a couple of times in your career because you are amazing. So I want to congratulate you and all your team and family for everything. Yeah, have been one of the most emotional matches on my tennis career, and share the court with you is just an honor. So, all the best in the future. Well, I even don't know what to say, guys. For me, it's just amazing. No, being honest, 1 month and a half ago, I didn't know if I will be able to be back on the tour playing tennis again, and today I am here in front of all of you having this trophy with me, and you really don't know how much I fight to be here. I can't thank enough all the support that I received since I arrived here. You are just amazing. Thank you so much for the love and for the support. Yeah, without a doubt, have been probably one of the most emotional moments in my tennis career, and having the huge support that I received during that 3 weeks is just gonna stay in my heart for the rest of my life. So many, many thanks. Well, I honestly can't thank enough all the guys that are there, no? all the team, all the family, part of the family that are not here, part of the team that are not here. Just you know how hard have been the last year and a half, and in the low moments you have been there in every single moment to support, and without you guys, nothing of this will be possible. So thank you very much for everything. Well, I don't want to forget anyone, all the volunteers, everybody who made possible this amazing event, all the sponsors, Kia, that is my personal sponsor since I started playing tennis. Thank you very much for supporting tennis. And for supporting myself in the low and in the good moments. Thanks so much to Tennis Australia. No, have been very tough times to organize tennis tournaments. No, but last 2 years especially, you have been doing an amazing job. Craig, I know how tough it was for you and for all your team, but you are great. You always have been supporting the players and the tennis in general. So I wish you all the very best, and can thank you now for all the support that we have from you. Well, one month and a half, probably I will say that maybe there is a chance that's going to be my last Australian Open, but now that's plenty of energy to keep going. So thank you very much. I really can't explain the feelings that I have right now, but I'm going to keep trying my best to keep coming next year. Thank you very, very much, and see you soon.
Congratulations once more, Rafa, on a job well done. Well, ladies and gentlemen, obviously that concludes our Australian Open this year. And we hand over now to Roland Garros, which gets underway on May 22nd to June 5th. It's been an amazing weekend, a historic weekend of tennis. Thank you for joining us. There'll be some photos taken, and if Rafa has the energy, he may do a lap of honour. We'll wait and see. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you again in 2023.